Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, September 14th, I'll talk about our changing economy. On September 19th, the second of seven peaks for our revolutionary energies will occur. And with all these changes going on, I'll discuss how the economy looks for the future and how you can benefit from the changes it's going through. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you of a new program for those of you who want to thrive. This program starts next Wednesday, and it's Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. Your energy is the foundation of your prosperity, and once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. Now, this includes sleep, food, exercise, plus mental and emotional habits and spiritual practices. So participate in the six-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. And you'll also discover what pushes it away. A weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. And this program has a special Bring a Friend discount for both you and a friend when you both register between now and September 12th. Now, the program starts next Wednesday on September 12th, and it lasts for six Wednesdays through October 17th. And we also offer a three-payment plan. So to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And all of our programs are taught via telephone and the web, so you can take them from any location. Now, I also want to let you know that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guides so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. Now, remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur three times a week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make during those periods. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, just a few minutes ago, I reminded you of a major cycle that's peaking again this month. Now, this is Uranus square Pluto, the cycle that's associated with our revolutionary energies. Now, we're having revolutions all over the planet, not just with Arab Spring, the Greek protests, or Occupy Wall Street. This cycle is also associated with breakthroughs in new technologies, particularly for energy. Plus, it's related to breakthroughs in funding, new structures, and innovations of all types. And on a personal level, this cycle is the one that's most connected to major changes and even revolutions in your own life. Now, at this moment, Uranus square Pluto is only 25 minutes away from being exact. That's less than one half of 1 degree. So this cycle is already very close to exact. Now this month, on September 19th, the cycle will become exact for the second of 7 times. Now immediately, I want to mention that I have never seen any aspect peak 7 times. No astrologer that I know has ever seen this either. Typically, slow aspects such as this one peak 3 times. And on rare occasions, we get 5 peaks. So this is extremely rare. And all I can say about this is that the universe must think we need a lot of changes or we wouldn't get 7 peaks. Now, just a moment ago, I mentioned that this cycle is slow. Well, how slow is it? It's going to take between now and March of 2015 for the next 6 peaks to occur. And then it will take until March of 2019 for it to get completely out of range. That's slow. Now, when we have very slow cycles, it means there's no way to wait them out. You can't dig in your heels and insist you're not going to change because this cycle lasts too long. We have to change our lives and how we live. The only way out is through. In other words, by making changes. Now, this cycle is also associated with speeding up the rate of change. So we see many more changes occurring in shorter and shorter periods of time. And things can feel very accelerated. Even our weeks often feel like a day or two now because everything moves so fast. The cycle peaks next on September 19th, so expect lots of changes between now and then. And really for the rest of this year. Now next, we are just getting past the energies of Venus square Saturn, which may feel like there's not enough money. You may have had more bills or expenses than usual, or you may not have had as much income as you usually do. This can also show up as issues related to authority figures, particularly for women. The cycle already peaked on September 3rd, and it will move out of range on September 10th. Now next, peaking today on September 7th and staying in range through September 14th, we have a cycle that's associated with overexpansion. Now, this is the cycle of Sun square Jupiter, and it can also be a situation where a leader is overly optimistic or unrealistic in terms of expectations or logistics. So be careful not to gloss over the details or things probably will not work well. This is a serious heads up, so be sure to heed it. Fortunately, Mercury is in the sign of Virgo, and this cycle is excellent for tracking important details. However, Mercury is also square to Jupiter, and even these cycles may not be enough to help because Mercury is also conjunct the Sun, suggesting that we're missing important details or information. And in this case, it might be that the leaders are not seeing or believing what their assistants see, and they're missing those important details or logistics. The cycle of Sun conjunct Mercury is already in range. It peaks on Monday, September 10th. Now, fortunately, there is one period of strong clarity in the midst of this. This occurs between the hours of 10:19 p.m. on September 9th through 1:10 p.m. on September 10th in Pacific time. In the Eastern time zone, this period is from 1:19 a.m. through 4:10 p.m. on September 10th. So if you have an important decision to make, use this period to do that. You'll get better results if you do. The cycle of not seeing something important stays in range through September 19th. So be careful about your conclusions and what you believe now through September 19th, with that one exception on September 10th. Now, next, I have some good news and some not as great news. The good news is that we're now in range of a cycle associated with unexpected money and love. Yay! Now, that means you could unexpectedly receive money and or unexpectedly spend it. This is the cycle of Venus trine Uranus. And it's also an excellent time to do something unusual and fun. This cycle of unexpected love has one major drawback. Oh, dear, it's not designed to be long-term. Relationships which start under this cycle tend to be more like going to the carnival. You go, you have fun, and then you go home. Just enjoy the fun. The cycle of Venus trine Uranus peaks next Wednesday on September 12th and stays in range through September 18th. Now, that's the good news. Now for the not as great news. As that cycle is occurring, another cycle comes into range on September 11th, which is Venus square Mars. Now, we had this cycle earlier this year, back when we had the war against women, and that was hot and heavy. This cycle could also be called a war against money. And it's likely to correspond to more devaluation of our dollar and or the euro. Now, the Federal Reserve has strongly hinted that they're ready to take action and start printing more money via another quantitative easing. So if you don't already own gold or silver coins, now would be a great time to get them. The last peak of this cycle occurs on September 27th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. We're in an unusual period with all green or good final results from today, September 7th, through next Saturday, September 15th. There is one exception, which is next Tuesday, September 11th, when we have a timeout between 4:37 p.m. through 8:02 p.m. Pacific time. And in the Eastern time zone, that timeout occurs between 7:37 p.m. and 11:02 p.m. Now, keep in mind, though, that we also have a third quarter moon tomorrow morning, suggesting that the structures for new starts are not yet in place. So be patient if you're trying to start something new. It would be easier to lay the groundwork for it first. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. That website is askmadeline, as in Nancy, .com, and it's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. And before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I also want to remind you that tomorrow and Sunday I will be at the pineal toning training offered by Dr. Todd Ovokaitis. Now, if you heard my August 17th show and his shows earlier last December and in March, you may be interested in attending that. You can go to lemurianchoir.com. It's at the Holiday Inn. It's SeaTac from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Lemurian Choir, L-E-M-U-R-I-A-N-C-H-O-I-R.com. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off and with Carolyn. She's calling in from Tacoma. She's experiencing a slow business. She wants to know when that money will arrive back into her life. And her birth date is June 30th of 1963 at 4:02 in the morning, and she was born in Richland, Washington. So let's see if we can help Carolyn out and get some more money. So, Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn. Now, I'm looking at your personal chart, right?
Right.
And are you in a business of your own?
I am.
You're self-employed. Okay.
I am.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know I could answer a question for your business better with your business chart, but let me see what I see for your personal chart in terms of when more money might show up.
Okay.
Now, what's the situation with the business?
Well, it's just been painfully slow, and it's not supporting me anymore, and I keep needing to borrow money, and I don't want to do that anymore. And
what kind of business is it?
I have a photography business.
Okay, I see. Okay.
But I'm also looking for a job, and I can't seem to grab onto one of those either.
Okay, well, I was just looking to see what's happening here. You have a kind of a slow period going on here for money coming in through your self-employment house.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was looking to see if perhaps you might get something, even for the job. It looks like it's been challenging even for the job money to come in that way. But that's going to ease up here next month, so it might be easier for you to get a job in October than
okay.
Right now. You certainly have potential that way. It looks like you could next month might be a time when you would at least have the opportunity to get somebody who's in charge to recognize your unusual skills and give you a job.
Okay.
So that could happen more easily next month. Now, How long have you had your business?
For about 10 years.
And when did it start to go slow and stop for you?
A few years ago.
A few years ago. Okay, I would suggest then that you might have gotten yourself into a negative thought pattern and fear.
Right.
And, you know, it would help you a lot if you could do anything towards getting yourself to feel better and trusting that the universe will help you. There are several articles on my website. There's one on how to create anything. I'd probably start there.
Okay.
And look at some of the other articles on prosperity and start looking at the feng shui of your facility, your home, and see do you have any clutter or stuck energy in places that, you know, piles of things that could go away, things that are too, you know, stacked up or anything like that. You know, so do what you can to get the energy moving. There's also a feng shui tip where you can move 27 things to get with intention. And so you can do something like that to help your energy get moving. So I would try some of those things because next year, you know, you're going to have a pretty good period show up for you making money. But you need to get unstuck first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, if you can, you might consider taking the new program, Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three payment plan that could help you out with that.
Okay.
Yeah, and 8 Keys could help you too. So there's several classes and stuff that you could do, and you might also just try taking the Emotional Freedom and Healing Release for Prosperity, so you can release the fear around not having money.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caroline, for calling in. And it leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline. It's 800-930-2819. Let's take Jenny now, calling in from Louisville, Kentucky. Let's see, Madeline. She has a question about difficult time with change, actually. That's her question. And her birth date is December 31st of 69, no, excuse me, 59 at 11:45 in the morning in Albany, Kentucky as well. So, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I just came back from your fair city. I was there for and a half weeks cleaning out my mother's house.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have just returned from the hot south. It was quite amazing.
Yes.
Now, let's see. You're having some trouble with change, you said. It looks like your career and home life are about to have major changes. Is that correct?
Well, I'm hoping that it has major changes. I've been trying to break old patterns and family cycles.
Oh, excellent. Well, you're right at the perfect time. That's exactly what you ought to be doing. And
awesome.
Yeah, no, this is your timing is perfect. So you have a and this is going to last into next year. You know, it's not going to be just this year. It's a process. It's not something that happens quickly. So you've got a little longer for this to go on, but particularly next year, it looks like you're going to have major changes to to various structures in your life, particularly your career, perhaps to you and your identity, and even to your home life.
Really?
Yeah, and it can be a little scary, you know, when it happens to your identity, but, you know, when it happened to me, I'd have dreams that I was going to be killed, you know, every night. I was writing an astrology book at the time. So it can have things like that come up, but particularly if you're changing your identity to something different with your career, it can feel a little disconcerting, but it's actually very powerful and helpful and transformative. And so you're right on track, I'd say, with your intention.
So you're,
yeah.
you think next year I'm going to get a new job or do something
looks
different?
Looks like it. Yeah, it looks like something different's happening for sure.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll welcome that.
Keep working on it. Keep working on your, you know, letting go of those old patterns. That's the key. That's what helps you get to the new job.
Yeah. Is there any suggestions you have on that?
I think I'm out of time, unfortunately. But go check out some of the articles on my website or sign up for my newsletters.
Okay.
And there are quite a few suggestions in those.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Do you believe money is external to you, something you have to go get or chase after? Money is just a form of energy. You're made of energy. So being prosperous is simply a matter of matching your energy to the high energy of money. You can attract it easily by keeping yourself in good energy. This is why your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energies are the foundation of your prosperity. And although it appears to be otherwise, money is actually internal to you. The amount you have is just a reflection of your own energy. So keep that in mind when you want to be more prosperous. Now join me again next Friday, September 7th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And I'll also, I won't take your calls next week. I'm going to talk about our changing economy. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the new program, Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. And remember, we have a Bring a Friend discount through September 12th, and this program starts next Wednesday, September 12th. So find out what brings you prosperity and what pushes it away. This is your chance to find out how to make daily changes to increase your prosperity. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. Now, this is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests? No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.